For 35 years, the word eternity has been chalked on Sydney's pavements, prompting people to think about God. The man who did this was Arthur Stace. He became famous and an icon of Sydney. Here is his story. Deprivation marked the young life of Arthur Stace, born in 1884 in Sydney, Australia. His parents and four siblings were alcoholics, and while they drank, Arthur would curl up at night on bags under the house. He would steal milk off doorsteps, rummage through garbage for food, and shoplift. He did not go to school and was unable to read and write. A wandering drunk, Arthur was first put into prison at the young age of 15. He had managed to find work in a coal mine, but the first paycheck was spent in a hotel. The job did not last long. After prison, Arthur worked on the criminal scene. Small in size, he acted as a cockatoo, one who warns of approaching police, for illegal gambling dens, as a scout and alcohol courier for his sister's brothels, and as a lookout for burglary gangs. In 1916, Arthur joined in the First World War effort and served in France, yet he returned partially blind in one eye and suffering the effects of poison gas. During the 1920s until the middle of the Great Depression, Arthur's alcoholism worsened. Homeless, dirty, and unhappy, he would beg for money to buy a bottle of methylated spirits. It seemed to block out his woes for a while. Arthur later told a reporter that in 1930 he appeared before the Central Court again. "Do you not know that I have power to put you in Long Bay Jail, or the power to set you free?" the magistrate said. "Yes, sir," Arthur replied. One word from the magistrate's question stuck with Arthur. Power. It was power he needed to break free from drink. Time and again he had signed the pledge, but it was of little use. One day he walked to Regent Street Police Station and begged a sergeant to lock him up. "Sergeant, put me away. I am no good, and I haven't been sober for 8 years. Give me a chance and put me away." One summer day that year, Arthur passed by a church where some fellow alcoholics were waiting. Free food would apparently be served at the church hall, a precious gift in the 1930s. Yet first, one had to listen to a message. The hall contained about 300 grubby-looking men, mostly down-and-outs. Yet Arthur was intrigued by 6 clean-looking men sitting on the stage. Turning to a notorious criminal beside him, he asked, "Who are they?"
"I'd reckon they'd be Christians," was the reply. "Well, look at them and look at us," Arthur said. "I'm having a go at what they've got."
Sliding down on his knees, Arthur prayed. His life was in a mess, and he needed help. After the service, Arthur made his way to a park and knelt down by a fig tree. He repented of his sins toward God and received Christ Jesus as the sin-bearer for his sins and as his Saviour. Peace entered in. In a few weeks, Arthur was free from alcohol. His life had been transformed. Soon he found a job and began to earn honest money. Some 2 years later, Arthur heard the preacher, John Ridley, give a powerful message based on a text from the prophet Isaiah. "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." "Eternity," declared the preacher. "I wish that I could sound or shout that word to everyone in the streets of Sydney." "You've got to meet it. Where will you spend eternity?" Arthur decided he had to share his faith. Eternity went ringing through my brain, he said, and suddenly I began crying and felt a powerful call from the Lord to write eternity. In a supernatural way, God granted this illiterate man the ability to write the word eternity in a beautiful, elegant copperplate script. At 4 a.m., Arthur would wake up and pray about where he should start his mission. He would then take a yellow chalk and, crouching down every few yards, write eternity on the pavements of Sydney. He would also write at train station entrances, wherever he could think of. By 10 a.m., he would finish and set off for work. It has been estimated that he wrote the word eternity 500,000 times over the course of 35 years. Sydney City Council was not keen on the defacement of pavements. Arthur came close to arrest on 24 occasions, yet whenever he was caught he would say, "But I had permission from a higher source." He became known as the man who writes eternity and as Mr. Eternity. Few knew the identity of this one-word sermon writer until the pastor of the church where he worked as a cleaner discovered him. Arthur died in 1967 at the age of 83. He was a shy man, but began to preach from a street corner on Saturday nights. If asked what he was doing, he would explain that humankind was made by God for eternal life. Whether that life was spent in heaven or hell was the big question. Arthur's eternity tag in distinctive yellow is still chalked inside the bell of the GPO clock tower in Sydney. On the eve of the millennium 2000, the gigantic fiery letters of the word eternity in Arthur's God-given script blazed across Sydney Harbour Bridge. This tribute to him was seen by billions around the world. Friend, where will you spend eternity?